intelligent, insightful, smart. These are words other podcasts use to describe themselves, not us. This is Fairly Harmless, where missing the point is only the beginning. With musical accompaniment provided by the Boston Horns, East Coast Funk. Please enjoy Andrew and James.
Welcome to Fairly Harmless. My name's Andrew.
I'm James.
And I'm Sean. Wow.
As always, James.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, Andrew, how about you go outside and I already used that one.
That's right.
Fuck,
that's
I didn't come up with a new
that's
one.
That's right. I had it waiting, man.
Yeah. I was going to ask, can I turn the monitor down a little bit in my head?
Yeah. How high is it? Too high?
It's a little too high.
Is that better? Yeah. That better? Perfect. Okay, cool. You let me know about any sounds or
otherwise,
anything.
I'll start trying to like outcompete you and start shouting.
Okay, well, that'd be fine. I mean, that'd be remind me of how I grew up.
No fucking resentments, though. You know, I was thinking that we'd have resentment corner, but I'd be the only one who'd report about it. And then, you know, now I've discovered maybe you've got some resentments, James. Oh. Jimmy Jam.
Oh, I do. I have mainly against you.
Yeah, well.
You can generate some new ones.
I know. That's what I'm about here. Yeah.
So your name came up because you made a comment. I think it was like a month ago. Sitting around, and
you're still stewing about it.
No, it was great. And
how he is.
So, folks, I don't know if you know. I mean, for those of you that know Sean, he often seems fairly quiet. But he comes out with
aloof,
reserved.
Reserved.
Aloof sounds like a dick.
Oh, right.
Reserved sounds
a nice aloof.
Right. Reserved is okay. A nice aloof.
It's
I
like
think.
A manager I had one time when I was managing a lot of people who told me, you know, I know you're not a people person. I was like, oh, thanks, boss. But she told me that a long time ago. Maybe I would have done a different career.
Well, it's like when Odessa told me the other day, we were sitting around with Camino and his girlfriend, and we were talking about, you know, earlier in my life, you know, the people that I dated and hung out with before that. And I said, well, Odessa, she was worse than you. And that wasn't taken so well.
It was not taken. No. Imagine that.
You could have appreciated that compliment.
You could have said you're the best.
Right. I could have, but I don't think that way.
No.
I think in the terms of what's the worst possible outcome.
It's a ranking. Yeah.
And then drop it down a foot.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're all sitting around having a discussion, and I can't remember exactly what it was. I think, I could be wrong, but just based on the history of what our friend group talks about, someone was talking about the ability to masturbate with both the left and right hand.
Ah, the stranger.
And the
that's
right.
Depending on who you are, the stranger could be your left or your right.
Let me finish and we can go back to what the stranger is.
But I mean, I'm not saying a stranger. I'm saying the stranger.
Right. So Sean, who's normally quiet and reserved and would never stoop to. So the proper smart response would be to say, oh, you're ambidextrous. But he said, oh, you're an amphibian. Which was great.
I did?
You did. You did say that.
It was the funniest fucking thing in the world to know the correct word to say and then say it slightly off.
Wow.
It was perfect. And we realized in that moment you have potential.
You could be because we've
that's
we've,
how I began the grooming process for me to
come
upstairs.
There's quite a grooming to come upstairs is quite a grooming process, my friend.
Yeah, you know, I just had an awesome idea though, before I forget. With all this equipment, you guys should do a podcast.
Well, we were thinking about
that'd be cool.
It would be, but
you just
You know what the problem with doing a podcast is, though? Well, people have expectations.
Right. They're expectations, James.
I mean, I know, like sometimes people put their dog on a treadmill just to get to blow off some energy.
Yeah.
I figured the people who know you to get you to come up here just blow off some energy.
That's right. Well, with the stranger, usually, that's how we do it.
What a great idea.
Yes.
Wow, I wonder.
A podcast, that's a
good
idea.
Do you think, all right. Hear me out.
I mean, it's probably a dumb idea.
I'm curious. Do you think maybe Odessa or some of our other friends perhaps suggested, possibly even subliminally, that we do a podcast so that we would shut up more in their presence?
Well, you know what Odessa has learned is that with the advent of the podcast, I don't shut up about it ever.
Yeah.
So it backfired.
Oh. I get looks from Odessa like, will you please shut the fuck up about this?
Right.
See, I have a fixed quota of words per day and I say them and then I'm out.
So you're like a word bank.
I can't talk anymore. Yeah.
Exactly. I see. Okay. Yeah.
Just run out of words.
Before we lose track, the stranger.
Yeah.
I always understood the stranger was.
You sit on your hand.
Right. Okay.
It goes numb.
Right.
And then you take care of business as the master of your own domain.
Yeah.
Or if you're really into like pain, you know, there's all sorts of things you could do.
Sadism, masochism. That was a sort of throwback to the discussion we had about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
What is it? S&M? No, it's BDSM.
BDSM said, or is it BSDM.
Right.
I think it's BDSM, though.
It's BDSM.
Yeah, you said, the other way around is BSDM. And
right.
Is that something else?
That could be our thing.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, exactly. No, BDSM. Thank you, Sicko's work with that.
He thinks we ought to do a podcast. Well, we might have to look into that.
I don't know if that would... You know what would probably happen? It's probably get no traction and nobody would fucking listen to it.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a great lead into it's something I'd like to call housekeeping.
Ah, let's do a little housekeeping, shall we?
Okay.
To all of the imaginary people who may be listening to this, if you're fucking listening, motherfucking subscribe. If you don't know how... Mm-hmm. Ask a younger person or somebody who knows how to operate technology how to fucking subscribe.
And like, right?
And like, and yeah. Like. And like, subscribe and like.
And tick the little bell, maybe.
Tick something. The bell, yep. Okay. Well, you know, Sean, since, you know, you are a nerdish person like me, right?
Worked at software companies most of my life.
Yeah, so you would probably know how to manipulate the algorithm the best.
Yeah, maybe.
God, you could be a...
You could be our guy.
Unpaid.
You could be our guy on the inside.
Definitely unpaid.
Yeah, I could be your SEO guy.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. Yeah.
My problem with big software projects is never finishing them.
Okay, that's all right. That's 90% of
software. If you can come up with something where something I do in the first 10% is valuable, then you're in good shape. Otherwise... It's not going to work. Yeah, so.
It sounds like you've already been working for Max Bubbles Industries.
Max Bubbles Industries.
We start lots of things. We finish nothing.
Is that your corporate parent?
That's our. You know, much like Google has Alphabet, ours is Max Bubbles.
Oh, okay.
You know, so.
Max Bubbles.
Is that the guy on the bubble bath bottle with the really.
No, it used to be my stripper name when I stripped.
You stopped doing that?
Well,
do you just do it in front of the mirror now? I've lost my ability to strip.
There's too many screams, and it just wasn't. I wasn't feeling it. And it wasn't the stranger.
I see. Well, you know what would be interesting is if you could turn that into a lemonade career.
Lemonade. Does he know about lemonade?
No, Have you looked into lemonade? Oh, it's the new Jesus social media Christ. For.
This is the worst.
It's the new TikTok.
Oh, okay.
And lemonade. You find a lot of interesting characters on there.
Okay. Good to know.
It's up and coming. And I want to let you know, Fairly Harmless is all over it. We don't post on there, but we do watch for trends.
I see.
So
should we post on there?
Maybe we should. Maybe that's a way we could get some more traction. I'll start looking into things we could post.
Check that out.
We're super dumb.
I'm super dumb about social media for sure.
Have you seen the new Dune 2?
Yes. Okay. I thought it was really good.
Okay.
No.
That's on our docket to see soon.
Mind blowing as number one, but still it was really good.
Okay. Have you read the books?
Yes. A couple times.
This man is an aficionado of books. I like the pictures. I like the pictures of the Dune.
Right.
The Dune book. The Berenstain Bears see Dune.
So you thought number one was better. All right. Well, wait, were you one of the nerd kids who memorized pi?
Yes. That would be the answer.
That
the answer
only,
was
only past 3.14.
Only to 12 digits. Well,
I was not a real aficionado.
No.
200 digits. Or whatever.
Well,
what the hell were you talking about?
Why are you changing the subject?
It's terrible, but every time I hear that, I hear Perv Guy from
Family Guy.
From the Simpsons. So, Family Guy.
You're relating our previous guest to...
Hey, James, take your pants off.
Yeah, that's Herbert.
Is his name Herbert?
Herbert.
Is there anything that's not crap?
Now that's funny. Yeah. What are some of the nerd activities that you engage in outside of?
As a kid, Dungeons and Dragons.
Never knew. You know, he and I play a lot.
Legos. Yeah.
Were you a big Lego man? Like, I've got a friend that loves to, you know, do the Legos as an adult.
Once in a while, my kids will get me a Lego set for like Christmas.
Nice.
So, yeah, I got like a Millennium Falcon in the office. And
oh, cool.
It's pretty cool.
It's expensive as hell,
They're
right?
expensive as hell. Yes. Especially if you do it the way that these young whippersnappers do, which is they build the kit and then never change it. They never take it apart.
Right.
They don't use the sea of parts to go build something else.
Right. They put it together and then they say, all right, now get me out the super glue and call it a day.
So that's just not the same.
No, that seems to be counterintuitive to how Legos are supposed to work.
Yeah, it's supposed to be you're supposed to go make stuff up.
Yeah, you're supposed to use your imagination, but fuck that. I don't need that. I got the movies.
Yeah. It usually devolves into some sort of demolition derby or
As a child, I had a big tub.
Bathtub,
that's what I'm looking for. Have you heard of this?
Oh, that's what that's for.
I put Legos in there.
You put Legos in there. I was wondering. I don't want to hear where you're
taking
going
somebody's
with this.
Kidneys out, but other than that, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so I would build projects. I'd start with the Lego set, build it as you're supposed to, and then tear it apart, and then build space shuttles and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's the way you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
And then try to build the original kit, and you're missing one part. It's very
frustrating.
Right.
You're just like, man, fuck this.
Yes, exactly.
Standard manufacturers, when they build planes and such, there's always parts left over.
Yeah, or that's doors. Doors you don't want to put on. Bolts.
Doors, bolts.
Those last two bolts. I don't feel like...
I'm so tired. I just want to go home.
It's going to get painted over. Nobody will notice.
This door's not going to fall off.
That's right.
That was awesome.
I bet it wasn't awesome for them.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Everybody lived.
They all lived.
Yep. So,
it's not like it was a closed door that blew off. It was just a section of wall because it was hidden behind the wall.
Right.
So you're just flying along, it's like, boom, there's the whole
right.
the plane.
Hey, right. There's a door there now.
Oh, it looks like a door.
And they got an exciting story to tell, and they may get some money from the manufacturer.
Dollar. They're going to collect their lawsuit dollar that they always get. You've been in a class action lawsuit. You'll get $3.50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got one for IKEA just the other day.
Oh, really?
Like how did IKEA fuck you over?
Something in their frequent flyer number. I don't know what happened.
You fly with IKEA? I didn't even know they flew.
Yeah, I thought IKEA did furniture. Like
flat pack airplanes.
Oh, they just take them out of the box and put the wrenches to them.
Yeah, exactly. Allen wrenches.
So IKEA is building Boeing.
Somebody better, because they're not.
Yes. Yes.
Boy. Well, I have a subject.
Oh, good.
It
could be funny. It could be garbage. We'll see.
Probably both.
So we talked, I don't know how long ago it was, but we talked about Trivial Pursuit and how much I love Trivial Pursuit.
That was a nerdy thing. I did enjoy that.
Were you a fan of all the
30 years.
Were you a fan of all the different flavors?
No, I didn't. I just like the flavors.
Just pure?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the internet here.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I suppose I could take a whack at those. I'm less knowledgeable. It depends.
Uh-huh.
I used to know a lot of Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, that was a nerdy thing I did a long time ago. High school, I was on like the quiz bowl kind of team.
All sports,
yeah. Like the all sports master
baby boomer. Yeah, maybe.
Ooh, that'd be right up your alley.
Silver screen. I beat some motherfucking ass on some silver screen edition.
Oh man, maybe this is what we do.
Have you heard the one
boxes
with,
and we bring them on FH?
Yeah, when Brendan was here, we'd take on all comers. And this nut job thought we were talking about sex.
Wow.
Well, never I didn't know what phrase. He was. They were talking about. I knew it was something dirty, though.
Wow.
So
that's a weird jump.
All right. Well, we'll have to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
We can find some other people who can do Trivial Pursuit well. We got three.
Maybe Odessa's good at it.
She might be.
She's slated to come on the podcast.
Are we going
to
talk about...
She hasn't been on the podcast yet?
No. She's vaporware on the podcast.
So your listeners don't know if she's actually real.
sounds true.
He makes a good point. Yeah. After listening to you, I'm sure many people think, I can't believe he even has known the touch of a woman.
Knows that at all.
He's like, I'll bet he's close friends with the stranger. Yes.
What was the subject?
So this brings me in a non-circuitous route to, I was thinking maybe we could have Mandela Pursuit.
Oh, is there enough subjects from Mandela Pursuit?
Absolutely. From my perspective, it's whatever the fuck you can make. From your perspective, it's whatever crazy shit you may believe. We'd have to work
Mandela
on
Mandela effect or Thomas or Nelson Mandela.
It is the Nelson Mandela effect. They're one and the same.
I see.
Yes, the Mandela effect is the fact that you two, well, I don't know about you, Sean, but this yutz doesn't believe in the fact that Nelson Mandela died in prison in the 80s.
Oh.
For some reason.
I thought he did die in that prison.
Oh, see? No, see, Sean, no, on board.
No. Don't, just because he says that doesn't mean he's just got a bad memory or something.
Yeah, my memory's not good.
That's what it is. The memory is not good. We found the fucking solution. Thanks for the corroboration. All right, what do you got over there, Chief?
I did listen to a couple of your recordings of your, you know,
of our Sands podcast,
dog treadmill, right? And
yes,
usually you say something and I'm yelling at the radio, like, no, it's not a bantha, it's a tauntaun, right? Like, but so far you haven't said anything like that. So,
we haven't gone in.
The tauntaun comment really got you too.
Well, yeah, they're not banthas.
Oh, wasn't a bantha?
Bantha's
no,
on
it was
Tatooine.
A tauntaun, you moron.
Oh, you didn't fucking know either, Captain Bubbles, you fucking asshole. You just went along with it. And fucking Brendan over there, he should have known too.
Right. Well,
if you guys are going to all comers, you're going to be all fucking all over the place when you fucking do that.
His specialty is Bond, not Star Wars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
His deal is James Bond. What would you say your specialty is, Sean? What's your...
In terms of like pop culture and stuff?
Pop culture movies, sure. TV shows.
Family Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Archer.
Okay.
Science fiction books.
Good.
That's about it. Yeah.
It wasn't until we started doing this program that I... Podcast.
Episode.
That, no, the podcast.
Yes, the podcast.
Don't get me fucking started on correcting you. I'll never stop.
That's right. Well, you didn't correct your sister last week.
No. Well.
You let her finish.
Nobody ever lets you finish, though.
That's true, motherfucker.
I just look on this Trivial Pursuit.
Sure.
They've got good times as a category. You think that's the show? I think that's a very specific topic.
That would be very specific.
Yeah. Master Young Players Edition.
Good times.
I can't imagine.
Oh, how about
else?
This one? This would have been great for you and your family. Your mother should know.
Oh, Jesus. That's a huge area.
Your mother's? Oh, wow.
Yeah, my mother, the Holocaust survivor.
She was a Holocaust survivor. She wasn't a victim. Because they took that beautiful picture of her and hung her on your wall.
I don't know. I don't know. Other people who listen closely may not like this, but so I've got a picture of my mother on the wall of my apartment and this guy and the other jackass, Schwa.
That's all I've got to say about that.
We're over visiting, and I think Schwa said, I want to commend you for having a picture of a Holocaust survivor on your wall. And I said, that's my mother, dickhead.
I didn't know she was in the Holocaust.
She wasn't.
I get it. Okay. That makes more sense.
So yeah, Mandela Pursuit.
Mandela Pursuit. I think we could do it.
Just a Trivial Pursuit about like some kind of pseudo history would be answers. The answers are like made up, but sound correct.
That'd That's be awesome. Right. Yes. It could be like alternate history of a timeline that no one's ever been to.
Yes.
Alternate pursuit. Alternate history.
Alternate history.
AHP.
Incorrect Trivial Pursuit.
That's incorrect awesome. Trivial Pursuit. Yes. Everybody gets them wrong.
That'd be awesome. One product idea in the can.
That's what we're about here, Sean, is product ideas in the can.
Oh, this is really a startup incubator. Then.
It is. We're an incubator. We just need an angel or investor or six.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the next step down from an angel?
Devil?
I don't think it's actually archangels. It sounded like
archangel.
Ark would be over angel, but I think archangels are actually junior
the
angels.
The homophins and the simophins.
Yeah. Oh, seraphims and cherubims.
I was going to say, the words you're using aren't words.
Right.
They're
right.
Almost words.
But they're close. They're close. Yeah. The homophones and the.
I got your homophone right here, buddy.
Play your homophone later.
That's a nasty instrument. I don't like that.
No, homophone. Can I talk about my homophone?
Sure. I almost know what that means.
I
don't know if it's a
thing. I do like obscure instruments, so that's a good nerdy talk.
Like you would love the vibra slap that we were talking about.
Yeah, vibra slap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to get one of those.
Or a Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel.
Here's another idea. This is our education division. Fairly Harmless University.
What are they going to teach at Fairly Harmless University?
I don't know. You and I will come up with the curriculum. It'll all be online, of course.
And it's great initials, FU.
Right? FU, FH.
FHU.
FHU.
FH is
small. FU, FU.
Right, the H is small.
The small
lowercase, yeah.
F you get out a fool.
It's FU for fuck you, you fucking moron. Why don't you pick up what smart guy's saying?
I can't.
Yeah, I didn't even pick up on the FU angle there, but yeah.
You know, it'd be good if we had accreditation and then they took it away.
formerly accredited.
Formerly accredited university.
If you can pronounce accredited, then you're accredited.
Maybe we could be like a school for the blind and the deaf. I'll tell you what, I'll put your eyes out and you cut my tongue out and it'll work. Oh, wait, maybe we can't do
why
that.
Why can't we be the school for the crazy and the deaf?
Huh?
Exactly.
That's a great idea. We need to come up with better sounding name words than crazy and deaf.
Yeah,
deaf
yeah.
is not bad. Crazy.
Confused and
hysteric.
Yeah.
You're definitely fucking hysterical at times.
I was telling somebody, I was telling my new trainer the other day that,
sorry, I'll not explain
just
it.
That's one of the funniest things.
That's just, I know,
you know, looking at you,
I was thinking you ought to fire your trainer, man.
Right. I don't think of trainer. I also don't think like, you know, astronaut in training.
Pilot. I was in the centrifuge the other day.
Or centrifuge technician or cryogenics, user or a
I was big into cryogenics in my earlier
Huffer,
life.
Paint Huffer comes to mind.
Did a lot of cryogenics.
pastry inspector.
Oh, I'm a pastry inspector.
I know you are.
Not many passes by.
Sorry, your trainer. You and your trainer were doing something. What were you, changing tires? I think it's the funniest I ever got James to laugh.
Yeah,
funnier than when I was describing how he met his wife when he said
defibrillator man.
That's what we need a Fairly Harmless defibrillator for
that
sure.
Doesn't work.
Of course.
Oh shit, their panels aren't connected to anything.
Right.
Well, that guy's gonna fucking die.
Just as a little flag that pops up.
What were we talking about?
You and the trainer were changing tires.
We were changing tires outside the gym. And I don't go in the gym.
No, right.
It's dangerous in there.
Right.
But
no mirrors.
No mirrors. It's like a good bar. No mirrors.
Why were you talking about the trainer again?
I don't know.
Do you think you could get to the point?
Is her name Gandhi?
Gandhi 2.
Gandhi 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Why does that come to my head every time? Dune 2, I was like, Electric Boogaloo.
Dune 2, Electric Boogaloo.
It's so dumb. Winnie the Pooh copyright has expired, by the way. So you can remix Winnie the Pooh and use it as your logo and do whatever you want.
No shit.
Yes.
We can do that this week.
Yes.
I've got some honey for you.
That's why, why that horror movie.
Right.
Blood and Honey came out.
Because,
it's like fair game now.
Wow.
So it ties back to horror.
Wow. So like Tigger 2?
Yeah.
Tigger 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Tigger 2.
Tigger 2. Electric Boogaloo. Woohoo!
What was the name of the boy?
Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin, yeah.
Christopher, yeah.
Better than Anthony Robbins.
What's wrong
or with Tony him? Robbins.
Tony yeah. Robbins?
Yeah.
Isn't he a self-help?
Yeah, yeah. That would have been great to see him with Winnie the Pooh.
Would have shamed, fat shamed him.
He would have fat shamed him for his consumption of honey.
Come on, fat ass.
His A1C numbers are off the charts.
Off the charts. He has diabetes. Winnie the Pooh with diabetes.
Oh, I did have...
can't get his pants on.
I resemble that remark.
I do too, but I'm getting better. I'm getting better every day and in every way. I'm getting better
every
and better.
Day every day you're shuffling.
No, it's different. Every day and in every way, and I'm getting better and better.
Okay, Beatles.
Oh, that's well, it's kind of Beatles, but it's more
Beatlesque.
Inspector Clouseau.
Oh, okay.
But not the shitty one from 10 or 15 years ago, the good one from 40 years ago.
I see. There was a show on MTV where there was one skit one time when it was called The State, and a very obscure show. Obscure. It had like 10 episodes.
Uh-huh.
And there was one skit where there was like they were serving Muppet.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, he would go over. He's like, what is this strange meat? He's like, oh, it's Muppet. And like, he's like, well, how do you hunt Muppet? He's like, goes over to his window. He's like, I wish I could count to three. This Muppet comes over and he grabs it and strangles the shit out of it.
Oh, we have to watch. I almost feel like I've seen that. We need to watch that.
Yes.
You must have sent that to that.
I think I've sent that to you. That's one of my favorite skits to watch of that all humor of all time.
Oh. It sounds like, what, The Kids in the Hall or something.
Yeah, it was like The Kids in the Hall, but not nearly as recognizable.
Right, you right.
Huh. Very brief run. But very funny.
I wish I could count how many pies I have.
I can help with that.
Well, you would have to admit that another would probably be a douchebag.
Yeah.
Can't even say the word.
Next on Mispronunciation Theater, James.
James Spoonerisms.
Spoonerisms!
Is that what you call them fangs?
I'm actually not sure. Spoonerism is a thing, but I can never quite remember
what it is. What is it? What is a spoonerism? All right, I'll check it out.
You have to Google it.
There's actually a word that describes my insanity.
Yeah.
And my inability to talk right. Maybe it comes from brain damage.
Is it brain damage? Or, you know, this will be important when we have your father's coming on the
he is my program. Father is he's slated to come on in an upcoming episode.
I have a lot of questions for him.
I think a lot of people do. The more people that listen to this podcast have those questions.
How many times was James dropped and how many times on his head?
More than 10.
I can tell you that I was dropped at least once onto a hibachi.
Oh.
Yeah.
How, you mean like in a Japanese restaurant kind of?
Actually, no. It was a home. A
little brazier.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I can imagine stumbling onto one but not being dropped.
So we have 14 subscribers now. So the rest of you who are not fucking subscribed, fucking subscribe.
Remember to like and subscribe. Hit that bell. You
sons of bitches.
That'll get them.
I mean, that's right on brand for us, right? Is cursing and denigrating. Ooh, that's a big word. That probably makes your brain.
I know that word, though.
You heard it enough.
Yeah, that was correct.
Yep. Sean could be like our automatic spell check.
Yeah.
But good.
I can spell check, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, well. It could be like you fucking don't autocorrect, but be correct. Autocorrect might as well be called auto fucking miss because it's fucking terrible.
It rounds off to the wrong answer.
Yes. You're typing in exactly what you want. You go to hit it and then it immediately changes to something that you fuck.
Yes, I have to agree with that. I do have a comment about that, a note about that. Yeah, here it is. I don't know why this came up, but I have it's all in uppercase. It says, Andrew, remember to love your friends. Oh. And then in lowercase, even James.
Oh.
And then below that, there's a note that says,
"Do you think you could get to the point?"
I'm going to fucking get to the point with you, you son of a bitch. Below that, there's a comment. Why did motherfucking autocorrect anticipate that I would say face instead of friends? Remember to love your face. As though I've got some sort of fucking complex about my face. So again, here's where our service comes in.
Yeah.
Who programmed autocorrect and go and bitch slap that son of a bitch.
Whoever made Siri, you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, why are they so annoying? Like,
they're so wrong too.
They're kind of smarmy and kind of like.
Now, Google, on the other hand, I've found that when I'm typing a Google email in Google, it's usually pretty accurate about what I'm going to say next.
Really?
However, Siri is pretty fucking inaccurate about what I'm going to say next.
Hmm.
Or whatever the Apple knowledge thing. I'm assuming it's Siri. I don't think they have anything automated other than that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fucking, you suck, Siri. Just yelling at my watch. File that away for future reference, you piece of shit.
That was great. James yelling at his watch.
Yeah, the other day I told Alexa to do a timer. And she did the timer, but first she had to say, "Good evening, Sean." And I was instantly enraged. Just wanted to like throw it across.
You piece of shit, don't wish me a happy birthday.
Get into settings and quit fucking inviting me to play racquetball, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
Let's wrap her up.
We're going to regenerate.
This has been Andrew.
I'm James.
And I'm Sean.
Thank you for joining us here on Fairly Harmless. Merry, bye. Happy fucking spring.
Once again, this has been Fairly Harmless. Missing the point on... Wait, what's the point? Fairly Harmless is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, YouTube, and Pocket Casts. Our musical accompaniment provided by the Boston Horns, East Coast Funk. Their music is available for streaming and purchase on most media platforms. For Fairly Harmless, this has been your announcer, Fast Eddie. See you soon.
We're never gonna give you up. I'm gonna sing some songs.
Awesome.